And now, Anna and Raven's Middle Schooler News.
Juniper is our Middle Schooler of the Week. Juniper, where are you calling from?
Portland, Oregon.
And what school do you go to?
Atkinson. I'm going into sixth grade.
Okay, that's a big one.
And what's the name of your school?
Winter Haven.
I don't want to date myself here, Anna, but when I went to sixth grade, pretty sure Top Gun had just come out the year before.
Yeah.
That's a long time ago.
Juniper, do you know what Top Gun is?
No.
Right. Yeah. Perfect.
Uh-huh. Do you want to give a shout out to anybody?
Well, like my parents, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually kind of funny because I told a lot of my friends about this, and I think I have another friend doing this too.
Oh, good. Oh.
Yeah, my friend Raven really wants a shout out, and Vivian, who's the friend that's going to do this too, I'm pretty sure.
Listen, we want all your friends. You can sign them up at annaonraven.com. All right, Juniper, let's do it. Give us these three big news stories. Number one.
This one's about the high school football player finds cotton mouth and snake inside helmet.
Oh, that's terrifying.
And we're starting off with a pretty funny story. Don't put yourself in this guy's shoes because then it won't be as funny. So the story is a Marlin High football player in Arkansas saw odd movement in his helmet during warm-ups. And after inspection by the assistant coach, it was found that a 2-foot-long cottonmouth snake was hidden under some padding. Luckily, he was okay because the police washed it out with some water.
Mm. Oh, my God.
You'd think you'd notice, but it's hot out there. You just grab them. They're looking for a moist place. Could have went much worse.
He had that snake in his helmet for over an hour, they said. How did you not know there's a snake? You know,
the snake ain't moving. Yeah. You're moving. Okay. You're not paying attention. I don't know.
All right.
It tells you how gross those helmets are normally.
Yeah.
That there could be a reptile in there for an hour and you wouldn't even know.
The coach gave like a speech to the players afterwards and said, make sure everybody checks their equipment before putting it on. And I'm like, that's sound advice.
Yeah. Yeah, I would do that. Your pads. Yeah, your jock, all that. Yep.
All right, Juniper, give us story number two.
Okay, this is the overall best state of 2026. Ever thought, my state is so perfect. It's probably the best state in the U.S. Well, now you can know if that's really true. Of course, you can still love your state, even though it's pretty well. Utah starting off strong at first place, South Dakota at second, and Minnesota at third. And I'm sorry to say that Louisiana, you're at last, followed by 49, which is Alaska, and 48, Mississippi. And if your state wasn't one of these six, then you can go to the U.S. News Best State Ranking for the full rankings.
I don't know if I always trust these things. How do they decide that this is the best place to raise a family? How do they decide that this is the state that is the healthiest? Who do they ask? Six people? Mm. There's like a billion people that live there.
Right. Every family's different, too. Every spot is going to be different for them. So you make the best of where you are, Anna. Love the one you're with.
Juniper, story number three.
This one's called The Scoop on Poop. So
nice.
I hope you haven't eaten Taco Bell recently, more specifically the lettuce, and even more specific, Taylor Farms lettuce. The lettuce has been found to contain cyclospores, cyanotin. I don't know how to say that.
Nobody does. It's okay. Don't worry about it.
Which is a parasite that causes cyclospora, or poop taboo for short, a disease that causes major lethal diarrhea. They found a vaccine for a different deadly diarrhea disease called Shigella, and they're hoping to be able to easily expand that vaccine to the other deadly dumps such as cyclospora.
Raven gets very uncomfortable when I talk about the cyclospora, diarrhea, explosive poop on the air.
I mean, it just feels like it's been going on and on and on. And you know what? I'm going to be real. I feel bad for Taylor Farms. Didn't somebody come out and say, nope, wasn't really their problem. Now we've just destroyed that company.
They said that it hadn't been checked in years. Like, who knows what they're doing there?
I'm guessing the next time you eat Taylor Farms, it won't be called that. Just reinvent the name. Change the name of the company and you're back in business.
Juniper, you did a wonderful job today. Thank you so much for being our Middle Schooler of the Week.
Thanks.
Good luck this year at school. It's going to be great. We're sure of it.
Thank you.